Who cares? This is Carson's Court. Reporting live from Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, The Podcast App, Spotify, Beaker. Welcome to Carson's Court on this beautiful, beautiful day in Virginia Beach. We are loaded today on a Monday in Virginia Beach. Went to D.C. and then came back with allergies. That's why I haven't done a podcast in so long. Let me just start off with saying this. You know, I went to an MLB game, so the MLB is kind of in my head at the moment. But let me just start off with saying this. You know, I do believe that the MLB should have salary caps. And here's why. Many, many reasons. Number one, it's, you know, all the sports have it besides that. The NFL has it. The NHL has it. The NFL has it. The NBA has it. They all have it. Not the MLB. And the other thing is without a salary cap, the rich teams get the players. Think of the Yankees. Think of Miami. Miami is not a rich team. That is why they're always at the bottom. The Orioles. Why are they so weak? They don't have the money. The Yankees do. That's why they're at the top. The Pirates, not so much. That's why they're never at the top. The Cubs kind of do. More fair is reason number two. I do believe the MLB should have a salary cap. Again, the first reason, it's, you know, all the sports do. It's more fair. And now I'm going to say why I think they don't. I think, you know, it's maybe the MLB thinks that they're tracking more people. I want to say the MLB is kind of in trouble because people aren't going to the MLB. People aren't watching the MLB. The MLB's money is coming from, you know, sports, going to the games. I mentioned before, it's like going to a movie. The movies get more money by people actually going to the theater and seeing the movie than it does when people rent it on Redbox. Same thing in MLB. MLB's getting more money by people actually going to the games. This other thing is the MLB is people aren't actually liking the MLB nowadays. People are following the NBA. People are following the NFL. The NBA, excuse me, the MLB is slowly falling apart. The MLB is slowly leaning back. Those are some reasons, I think, why the MLB does not have a salary cap there. All right, well, let me switch into this. You know, the Lakers, the Clippers, the NBA is coming up quickly, and so is the NFL. So let me talk about the NFL and the NBA real quick. The NFL, you know, preseason is underway. Everybody's so happy that sports is finally, NFL is finally back. I mentioned before, I like the preseason because I like the NFL. I miss the NFL. And I also like it because it gives coaches the chance to cut people. You know, that's what the herd said. So I like the preseason. I like, I mentioned to Mike a couple weeks ago, this is what the team looks like in 5, 6, 7 years for some quarterbacks. And let me just say this. You know, Pittsburgh had their young guys in. They look good. Tennessee lost to New England. Brady played in that game, and they were behind a good bit. All right, well, let me switch into the NBA real quick. You know, Clippers, Lakers have a big rival going on. Golden State's now starting to drop to the underdog thing when they were never the underdog. And a lot's going on in the NBA. The Lakers, the Clippers are expected to be the two best teams in the West. The Bucks, the, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. But you got to look at it in the West. Let me just say this in the NBA. And we are loaded today. The NBA, you know, a couple years ago, they were kind of like the NFL. They had the NFC and the AFC. All right, the NFL did. The NBA had the East and the West. They divided them into conferences. The NBA stopped that, because the West was getting overpowered. They had Stephon Curry. They just, you know, got LeBron James. Kevin Durant was playing for the West. I mean, the only great star that was not playing for the West at that time, or a little couple before that, was, you know, Kawhi Leonard, I think, was in Toronto. Maybe it was before he went to Toronto. And, you know, obviously, Kyrie Irving was playing for the Boston Celtics. They're both East teams. This was it. Everybody else was pretty much in the West. So they thought, all right, well, you know, they'll have LeBron James' team going up against Stephon Curry's team. The NBA, you know, is, believe it or not, it's turning from the East to, okay, now let's look at the West. The West is going to be very competitive. You got now Lakers up there. Golden State, in my opinion, is still up there. Clippers up there. I think the Trailblazers are going to make the playoffs. I mean, the West is better. All right, well, let me switch into this. Last thing before we take a quick break. Tom Brady, you know, I want to start talking about him. He is coming down to earth quicker. You know, he is now, what, 42? He's up in his 40s, early 40s. And it's amazing he still plays. But he starts off great. Week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, great. Week 5, 6, and 7, he's starting to slip a little more. By 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, he needs a break. And it wasn't like that. It was like, you know, the Patriots will keep winning Super Bowls. He's one of the only few quarterbacks that was there for New England's all 6 Super Bowls. Brady's falling apart. And let me just say this. You know, you watch him and you watch him and he looks good. He looks good in the playoffs. New England always gets a bye in the playoffs. He looks good after a bye in regular season. New England gets a bye. He gets a break. But the point is, you know, week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, he's slipping and slipping. He's coming down to earth, folks. He's coming back down to earth. And he's still arguably the best quarterback in the NBA. A lot of people think he's the best quarterback ever. Brady, 6-time Super Bowl champ. Could he be slipping? All right. Well, you know, coming up on Carson's Court, I want to talk about two young quarterbacks, the AFC North and the AFC altogether, coming up on Carson's Court. Stay tuned for that on the Carson's Court podcast. Welcome back to Carson's Court. This is the last podcast. We have a lot to talk about. Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, the AFC North and the AFC altogether is still coming up. But I want to talk about Lamar Jackson for a second. You know, Pittsburgh, let's attack Pittsburgh Steelers for a minute here. They had a chance to get Lamar Jackson. I thought they were going to. They passed. Which, you know, think about it. The only reason I think they might have passed is because he's a good quarterback to be a backup. Too good of a quarterback to be a backup. I think that might be why they passed. And I think he would have made a great backup. When Ben retires, oh, there we go. Just throw in Lamar Jackson. Pittsburgh will be good. Now, Baltimore got him. Baltimore was so happy with him that they traded Joe Flacco to Denver, which I, by the way, I think will help Denver in the short term, but in the long term, it'll hurt them big time. And it's going to really help Baltimore in all the ways. And I think, you know, I mean, look at the division. Look at the AFC North, and we'll talk about Baker in a minute. They have, look at the quarterbacks in that division. They got Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Andy Dalton, and Ben Roethlisberger. Who in that is, right now is in the top 10? Only two. Andy Dalton, I don't even think, is in the top 10. So I would say one, maybe, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. I think Andy Dalton might be in the top 20. And I think Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield are the two, is the future for Baltimore and Cleveland. And I think when Andy Dalton retires, you're going to see Cincinnati go far down to the bottom. When Ben Roethlisberger retires, I think you're going to see Pittsburgh far down to the bottom. And I think Baltimore is going to be high up, and I think Cleveland's going to be high. I think people are underestimating Cleveland. I think Cleveland is going to be a monster team. I think that they might win the division, and I think Cleveland has a great shot to be the team you don't want to play in the playoffs. And I think Pittsburgh has that potential too. I think Pittsburgh's another underestimated team. Look, we're going to talk about the Steelers in 1 minute, but I want to get Baker and then the AFC, then Pittsburgh, and then we're going to sign off. Baker Mayfield, you know, I think Cleveland finally found a good quarterback. I think Cleveland finally found a good coach, and I think they're happy with their wide receivers. I think Cleveland's going to go far, folks. I really, really do. All right, let me go into the AFC. Who's just great in the AFC? I think the Colts are going to be good. I think Houston's going to be good. I think Pittsburgh's going to be good. I think Cleveland's going to be good. I think Kansas City and LA Chargers are going to be good. We're going to do the NFC tomorrow, by the way. I think those six are going to be really good. And who's going to be average? I think Jacksonville. I think Denver. I think Baltimore. I think maybe, well, New England, I would put in Ohio, so those seven. But I think Miami's probably going to be average. And Jets. I really, really do like the Jets this year, folks. I like Le'Veon with them. I like Sam Darnold. I like the Jets, folks. That's it. I think Cincinnati's not going to be as great. I don't see, you know, Tennessee being great. And I don't see anybody else. You know, I mean, I honestly think the AFC is stronger but weaker. All right, let me switch into Pittsburgh. You know, I think Pittsburgh's going to be good. They have nothing to focus on, but I mean, they got the drama out of the way. I think they're going to be a good team. All right, well, thanks for listening to Carson's Court. You have a great rest of your night. We are live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for the last time. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.